Thank you for holding. Is this Hans?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, Hans. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, but it's Friday, so that's always good.
Yeah, Friday.
Not that I've been counting the days. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you?
Yeah. She gave me a good explanation about everything I want to know.
Okay, she wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I know a little bit what it's worth. I just want to get the price one on to see what you're going to offer.
Okay, let me pull up the pricing for your area. I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this isn't so much the cost, it's the availability of the position, that we even have a spot available. You know, if you look up glass shops in your area, you get these other companies like John Durant Glass and Mirror Inc. and Alpha Glass and Mirror and Glass Doctor, right? But we just have one spot open right now for this area. So it's about a 40-mile radius. And usually when a spot opens up, Google will give us a list of the companies that qualify. And then that's how we got your number. So my reps like Tara, they're basically just going down that list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. You know, once we fill that position, we're closing out the category. We can't work with anybody else that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Let me see what the deal you have.
All right, let me pull this up for you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay. There's a discount that she wants me to apply called an established business credit. So I'm just trying to apply that so I give you an accurate quote and what you'd be looking at. But everything we do is month to month, so we're not going to ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. We'll just go 30 days at a time with you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, let me see if I can find this. Okay, Florida. Okay, here comes a link to the pricing page so you can see it. And then you have your own website and everything, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, I could probably help you with that too. You'd probably need our platinum package though in order to get you the website too. What else are you doing to market right now? Like, how are you getting your customers?
Right now, I just get referral, but like when I do some job for somebody and then he can refer me somebody else.
Okay,
and people
gotcha.
Know me,
so
like stuff like
just
that.
Word of mouth pretty much right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Google's word of mouth, it's just online word of mouth, so travels a lot faster.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know.
Okay. So there's a few different packages. The one I would recommend for you would be the platinum. It's the very last one down. It's advertised at $5.99 month to month. But what I was thinking I could do is I could reduce the rate on the package by 50% with that established business credit. So that way you're only looking at $2.99 month to month.
$299?
Yep, and that's with the website, everything included in that platinum package. Not bad at all because it's an A to Z marketing strategy. So, you know, right now, let's say you're buying leads from Home Advisor by Angie's, right? Those guys get their leads from Google. They sell them to you one by one. So pretty much you're putting all your money into it. Yeah, that's how they do it. So you're putting your money into that, but those guys are getting the lead from Google, selling it to you. What we're going to do is we're going to put you independently on the first page of Google. People can call you directly live. Without the leads going to other people, and then you don't get charged any other lead fees. It's just that $2.99 each month. We're also going to build your site, and then you could see in the platinum package, you have Facebook ads, you're on Bing, we have a popular directory submission that puts you on Amazon Alexa devices, Yelp, Yellow Pages. So we'll have about 10 different ways of generating leads for you with that $2.99 each month, instead of just having it all in one basket and then having to pay a lead fee for every single one.
I got you.
Does that make
sense? You're some better than the NGIS.
100%. It's always better to go directly with the source. So it's better to be listed on Google independently for people who are looking for what you do than it is to be on a third-party system. Those third-party systems make their money by charging you more than what they get the leads for. right?
Yeah. That's
so,
true.
We're cutting out your middleman, basically. As a Google partner, this is as close as you can get to working with Google directly.
Yeah, that's what we better.
Yep. So, and then also what I'll do, Hans, if you come on board with us today, I'll waive your setup fee for you. So you'll see in the fine print, there's usually a setup fee, and that goes towards, like, name, address, and phone number cleanup, buying the domain name for your website. I'll waive that for you as well. So it's just a flat $299 out the door. That'll cover the entire first month, and then if you want to continue to move forward with us each month, it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us. I'll send that to you in writing.
I will go with you. But you have something I want to fix, like an NG. He just put my address. That's my home address. He pop off in the.
You want me to hide that
system,
for you?
Like, yeah. No. What I want to do, I want to put my home address, but I don't want to pop off in the website. No, on the Google.
Yeah, I could hide it for you. But Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail still.
Okay.
It's called a PIN verification. No, that's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So I still got to send that to you in the mail, but I'll hide your address so it'll only stay city, state, and zip on your Google business profile.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, and all the online listings, I'll hide it. So I got to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for the company. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Okay, so 786-416-5198?
Yes.
All right, what's your last name, Hans?
Ebulis, E-B-U-L-I-S.
E-B-U-L-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your business email? I have to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
It's a last name, first name, @gmail.com.
Ebulis, Hans, @gmail.com. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I can put 8 to 6.
8 to 6. You want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I work in the weekend. Yeah, I work in the weekend.
Okay. So how do you want your weekends listed? You want to go 8 to 6 Monday
we can put
through
it
Sunday?
Yeah, we can do half day.
Okay. So 8 to 6, 7 days a week. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I have to build it up right now. I have to go to the bank and do that thing.
So you don't have any cards right now?
No, I have cards. But
oh,
I don't have
cards.
Any, like, if you want to pay me, like, with credit card, I don't have any machine I can use right now.
Like a Square Reader?
Cash. Yeah, Zelle, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me go cash, check, card for now. And then hours are submitted. Okay. And then what's the street address that I could send the Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
Oh, it's 8095.
Okay.
Northwest.
I got it. Tamarack. Hold on.
Yeah,
71st Court. Okay. I forgot you told me they had it on your home advisor by Angie.
Yeah.
Here. I found it.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll probably cancel those guys after the first month of this. Once you see it is working, and then yeah, exactly. Like watch how it is when people call you directly. It's a different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, do you have a logo that we could use for your Google business profile on your website?
I have a logo. Is the one in the NG? I don't know if you see it in NG.
Let me see. I can't copy it off there though, so I'm gonna ask you to send it in to us. All right, give me 1 second, just so that we can prove that you gave us permissions to use it, because it's a copyright issue there. So I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to send you a text with the email address for you to send in your logo and photos that you want to use on your website. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, too. So if you ever have any issues with it, you could just call me and I'll walk you through how to get it over to us.
Okay, like I can add some feature for the photo for the job I'm already do, stuff like that.
Yep. Send them into there, and then when I sign you up right now, it's gonna send you a username and password. We have an app that you could download, and then you'll be able to access everything from that app too. So it's a super convenient tool for you to be able to oversee everything for your company.
Okay.
All right, and then. We're going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour. This is where they're going to go over like all the services you provide, the areas you cover. We'll buy the domain name for your website, and we'll get started on that. What's the best time to do the client interview today?
Oh, I'm doing something right now, but by 3 o'clock, like, what time is it right now? Oh, 1.
It's 1:14.
What time is closed?
The latest I could do today, we have a 5 to 6 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, let's go 5 to 6. I had this time, I'll be home, we can do it.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll also text you 1 hour before.
Okay, no problem. That's a big one.
Okay, if anything changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it. But I do want to get it done before we go into the weekend, because I can still have my representatives working on your website over the weekend, even if we're not in office.
Okay, no problem.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I'm going to let you charge your card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I'm taking a Master. Let me double check again.
Okay.
But I'm driving right now.
Okay, be careful.
Because I have the company card, it's better you use the company card to charge me. Yeah, it's a Master.
Yeah, either way, we're going to also send you an invoice receipt, so you'll still be able to write this off as a business expense later, and you can get it back that way, too.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, but you said it's a MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, and it says Haunts and Team Home Improvement LLC on it?
Yes.
Okay. It also has your name, right?
Yeah, only got my name.
All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the Google verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right, Hans, I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
5348-6000-6000. 56.
08-09-69-91. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
12/29.
And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
078.
Okay. All right, and then before I can run your payment, I got to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, you're on a recorded line here, Hans. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of these calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
And then Team Home Improvement, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
My name is Hans Ebulis. I'm the owner of the company.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes, I do.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just gave me?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Hans, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And then hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so we know what you currently have. We're not telling you have to cancel Home Advisor. If you want to keep doing that, that's fine. After today, though, if you're going to do anything else online, just give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating any of your listings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we just don't want any discrepancies. Google's very sensitive.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And then it says... Your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's March 28, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but I put you on the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no extra cost, and I've waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your service. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew automatically each month on the 28th day, but it's going to remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You can discontinue or cancel the service at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So your bank's going to send you a message. I believe you have to accept the transaction. Do you see that? Yeah. It says issuer generator error.
No, I don't see it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're supposed to send you a notification in order to authorize the transaction.
No, I don't see it yet.
Okay. Yeah, the issuer generator error, what it is like the card issuer, or like the bank that gave you the card, they're declining the transaction. And typically it's because of a few different things. It could be like insufficient funds, if they suspect that there's fraud on your account, or if there's certain details that are incorrect that you gave me, like the billing address or something like that,
That's happened with me before with this bank account. I can give you my on card number.
Okay, here, let me switch it. Yeah, let me switch the payment. Hold on, I have to go back into the billing because it codes it all out, so we can't see it. So I gotta just delete what's in there. And, okay, is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
That's a Visa.
Okay, let me update it. Okay, and it should start with a 4, it says. Go ahead.
4482 4482 3302 3302 0112 0112 1100.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/29.
8/29. Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
485.
485. Okay. All right, let me try to reprocess this, okay? Because when I process it, if it goes through, it's going to send you the login for your tracking system in our app. It'll also send you a full outline of the agreement in writing and an invoice receipt. I got to make sure you have those so that way you can write it off as a business expense and you have the all the discounts documented on your end.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Looks like it's going through this time. Okay, so the payment cleared this time? You seeing any text come through, Hans?
Text or email?
It's going to be both, actually. It'll automatically send to both.
Let me see. Does it splash, isn't it?
Yep, local splash. That's it.
Oh, local splash. Okay. Yeah, I got the text.
Okay, I know you're driving right now. I just wanted to make sure that you have it. So when you get a chance, go click on the subscription terms and sign off on it. And then we're going to circle back with you. I got a client interview scheduled between 5 and 6 o'clock. So we'll call you at that time and then walk you through the rest of it, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my number. So just give me a shout. I'll be here for you. And then I also have a team of guys that's going to help me make sure we get everything up and running as fast as possible. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be your lead. So I'll be talking to you from time to time just to make sure everything's going smooth.
Okay. No problem.
All right, Hans. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you at 5 o'clock.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.